Good day, peacemakers. It's your girl, Dawn Stone, also known as the Conflict Chick. I'm here in Season 6, Episode 3. On last week, we talked about the need to find confidence in ourselves, in our abilities, in our gifts, in the people around us. And I want us to break that down a little further. How do we get to the confidence level when there may be some deficiencies within ourselves that need to be addressed? So today is a day of transparency, and I'm going to take you on a journey, one that is both personal and professional for me. It's the plight of competence. The plight of competence. Now, a lot of times, people may show up as a version of themselves with a layer of confidence that may not be true. Might be fake, might be arrogant, it might be, oh, I'm just really not sure of myself. Maybe that lack of confidence comes from their own insecurities, their own shyness, their own willingness to cover their gifts. And I will tell you, most of my life I lived in that zone. So you've heard it. It's been called the imposter syndrome. It's been called low self-esteem. It's been called the woe is me, the victim, the underachiever, the underdog, the forgotten person. So today I want to talk to you about the plight of competence. Competence is our gifts, talents, learned, innate intelligence and behaviors that create the person who shows up every day. Okay? So I want you to think for a moment. What is your competence level? On a scale of one being extremely low, I have no gifts, I have no talent. So number 10, I'm the bomb. Here are my receipts. So I really want to ask you, what is the plight or the journey of your competence as a professional and as a regular human, everyday, personal person, a member of your family, a member of your community, all right? So we're going to dig into the plight of competence and how to really increase the competence so we can get closer to the confidence that's needed for us to really transform our lives and our communities. Now, first caveat, this is a journey. It's not something that is going to be deemed as super easy for most. In fact, it's one area where a lot of people struggle more than they care to tell you. Being on the competence train means I have to invest in myself. I have to rely on other people. I have to go and gain knowledge and insights that may be contradictory to anything I've known, experienced, or even care about. The plight of competence means there are people who don't like you just because of your attempt or failed attempt at self-improvement. Did you hear that? There are people who are tied to the plight of your competence. And some may be good and some may not be so positive in nature. Let me give you an example. I told you this is a day of transparency for me. So most of my life, I have suffered as a people pleaser and a perfectionist, right? The people pleaser and the perfectionist in me had me thinking I was always behind the ball. meaning I could never reach the level that I should be to be taken seriously, to be promoted, to be accepted, liked, and loved. And so when you look at that, there are a series of decisions that came along with that thought and that practice that really, really, really damaged me as a person. It damaged me physically. I had a stroke, stress-related stroke, COVID-related stroke, because I would not let go of the things that I could not control or master. It has impacted me financially, aligning myself with people and individuals and jobs that did not serve me. Yet I stayed waiting for acceptance. It's crazy how that happens. But that was me. And not too long ago, people. And it happened more than once. Some of you know I'm twice divorced. I was literally married to the same man two different times. They're two different individuals, but the same type of lover, husband, father. But they are 7 years apart in age, from different places. So how does it happen? How does it happen, right? It was that within me, that need to be loved, that need to be accepted, that need to have certain controls over certain things in my life, that led me to people who were not for me. That also let you know a little bit about my security in my emotional self. Right? So the financial and emotional me were also damaged because of my perfectionism and my need to please. So the spiritual me was also harmed because there were times when I was in my valleys. Hear me now. Times in my valleys, I thought I was alone and that no one cared. But I have a creator that cares. I have a best friend and a family and children that are 10 toes down with me. And there were times when I lost focus on that. So that's the plight of competence. This desire to do and be better. But when it's coupled in an unhealthy way, meaning I want to please everybody in the process, it cannot be done in a healthy way. So we have to reset. So I'm going to give you, if any of that sounded like you today, and here's my son. If any of that sounds like you today, I want to tell you there is help and there is hope. Number one, I want you to understand that anything that has been done can be undone or relearned. And on the competence journey, we're going to walk you through that. Every training this year is designed for us. Now, the thing is, it may not be specifically for you, but it may be. I'll get it for you. Please,
wait,
please.
This is my face.
I will get it. I was telling you to be quiet. Okay? So this is some of the byproduct of those decisions. I have a son that pops in like popcorn and demands things. So if you would bear with me, I'm going to stay on this journey. So the plight of competence for us this year is really to kind of get an understanding of where we are, who we are, and how confidence, competence, conflict, communication all go hand in hand in making us the best version of ourselves. So in your plight of competence, I'm going to ask you to take inventory. It's the first thing I want you to do. Take inventory of your pain. So in the form of that pain, I don't want you to relive it, and I don't want you to give it all at one time, but I want you to develop a journaling habit. So I want you to journal every day. Journal every day about how you're feeling and where you're going. So that's who you're becoming. In that journal today, I want you to take record of this thing. As we're on this competence plight, I want you to write down right now 1 to 3 things that you would like to change about your competence in 2024? Okay? Some of you may want to go to school. Some of you may want to be more responsive in your relationship with your partner. Some of you may want to be more active on social media. Okay? So I want you to understand the plight of competence comes in all forms. And I want you to decide what three things we are going to work on together. And as we take this journey, every podcast is intentional. Every video that I put up is intentional. Every post I make, every story I make will lead you to where you are going. I had a client yesterday and we were talking about their plight, the plight of their competence. What things do we need to deposit into them to help them get to the place they are going? They talked about two things that were very, very important that were connected directly to their competence, and that was communication and trust. So we are developing a plan or a roadmap for them to build communication and trust in their, wait for it, personal and professional lives. I give these gentlemen homework like take your partner on a date. Use these tools and let me know what you think. What happened? What didn't happen? Why didn't it happen? So that's the journey we're on when we talk about the plight of competence. Maybe in your competence, you might be a little bit like the old Dawn, the old conflict chick. Maybe you're a people pleaser and you may want to release that this year. Let's work on it. Maybe you're a super introvert and you don't even like people that much and you love the pandemic. Maybe we can help you build your network this year. Maybe you have a blind spot when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And you want to get better and get your bars up, but for some reason, you feel like you're in the way because you have an identity that is connected to the majority. We are here to help you do your work today. You and I can work directly on that. Because everyone's journey, wherever you are in your competence plight, is yours. No one else can do it. No one else can understand it. No one else can even get you there except for you. So, that is our talk for the day in episode 3, The Plight of Competence. Your homework for this week is to identify 1 to 3 things you would like to address from a competence standpoint in 2024. I have a homegirl who says, get your bars up, and I quote, because it's time for us to rise together. When we rise in 2024, we're talking about being resilient. We're talking about being intentional. We're talking about being self-directed. I'm asking you to do and own your own work and your own journey. So that way you can be empowered to live the life that you know you want and maybe sometimes forget, but it's the life you deserve. My name is Dawn Stone. I am the Conflict Chick. My co-host today was none other than Mr. Xavier Stone, a.k.a. Mini E.T. He thinks he is E.T., Eric Thomas, the hip-hop preacher. Shout out to the village. Shout out to ETU community. Shout out to the Next Level Speakers Academy. These are all the people in my community that helped me raise my bars. Shout out to the Lifted Network. Check us out, lifted.network. www.lifted.network. It is an incubator and community for leaders of color all around the world who just need a space to say, hey, how can I raise my bars without being ostracized, invisibilized, marginalized, or criticized? This is your place. We are holding the space for you because it's by you. And I also have an ally community. Those of you who are listening that want to be able to intentionally make the work better by doing your part, join me on LinkedIn, The Conflict Chick. Follow that channel because that's where your information is located. And we can always do one-on-ones. I love a one-on-one, okay? I am an outgoing person. And even if you're not, I promise you, you'll get some energy after we talk. All right, you guys, follow me, like, subscribe, podcast, the YouTube channel, the Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and on the X, aka Twitter. My name is Dawn Stone on LinkedIn, but everywhere else I'm known as The Conflict Chick. Come check us out. Now, in closing, I want you to do two additional things in addition to that homework. That is, number two, be good to yourself. Date yourself every single day for at least an hour. And third, be good to someone else. All right, that's it. Have an amazing day, night, evening, weekend, journey. It's Dawn Stone, and what do I like to say? Peace. Enjoy your day.